Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Good morning, New York. Welcome to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. This is AM 1230 WFAS. What was that, Bruce?
I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, I can tell.
I am. I'm at in Arizona. Where I got up today at about 3:45 a.m. Western time, Pacific Coast time. You know, after going to bed at about midnight last night, it was a great day there are some good games, but to be honest, Roy, you know, March Madness is kind of March, a little boring madness so far. There really haven't been that many great finishes. There's been a few. Mm-hmm. There's been some upsets.
Yeah.
But, you know, not like what we're used to seeing. Does that make sense?
See, I would have to respectfully disagree. I think I think March Madness is just getting better and better every year. I think these upsets that we're seeing improve the madness that is March Madness.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is there's too many blowouts. I mean, there's been games anywhere. Look, VCU goes out, wins by over 40. 2 days ago, and then they come back last night and get their butts handed to them.
Yep.
I mean, those were two of the most boring games you'll ever watch in your life. The Michigan completely outplayed them. They're in a different league than VCU. VCU can play some ball. There's no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to be able to play with a big, strong, physical, good shooting team like the Michigan Wolverines. But who did they beat the other night by 40?
Who are you talking about, VCU or Michigan?
Yeah, VCU, Michigan. VCU, they haven't beat anybody by 40.
VCU beat Akron.
Yeah.
They blew them out. And then Michigan beat San Diego State, and then they beat VCU, obviously, by like 25 or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, those aren't good games. Today, Duke plays Creighton. Creighton played a good game the other day. Blue Devils did what they were supposed to do. The most exciting game, the biggest game all week, which wasn't really that close if you really look at the game. I mean, Georgetown pulled within four, and then, they ended up losing, I think, by 11 to Florida Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
And I was actually on that game because of an interview I heard in my rental car, like coming from the airport the other day.
Mm-hmm.
This coach from Florida Gulf Coast is a young guy. He's full of energy. He's passionate. And what he basically, they beat Miami by 11 earlier in the year.
Hey, they're a good basketball team.
Yeah, they're super athletic, but they made Georgetown look like they didn't even belong in the tournament.
Well, I thought going into that night that if Georgetown could get past Florida Gulf Coast, then they had a shot going all the way to the finals. And the only reason why I say that is because Florida Gulf Coast is a very similar build team as Georgetown. They're long, lanky, big men in the paint. And when you body up Georgetown and you play them at their game, which not many teams in the country really play that big man down low bump and run kind of style. Nobody really plays that anymore. People go to the four guards like Michigan. Michigan's all guards. Michigan's will shoot you. And if Michigan gets cold, then there was the possibility of VCU beating them. But when Michigan's hot, nobody's going to beat them because they're throwing up chucks. So Florida Gulf Coast now has a real – I mean, they have a legitimate shot to play in the Sweet 16, maybe even the Final Four. Well, they play San Diego State. I guess the other SDSU is who Michigan beat, whoever that was. But San Diego State is Florida Gulf Coast now to go to the Sweet 16. So that's – I see Florida Gulf Coast can make a huge run here. They could get – if they draw Minnesota, if Minnesota beats Florida, then you could see Florida Gulf Coast in the Elite Eight easily. Did we lose them? We lost them. That's all right. That's fine. One of the things that has kind of driven me crazy – about the whole March Madness tournament is everyone is saying that we're losing, we're losing what is great about the tournament with these number ones. You know, we have all these overranked number one teams like Gonzaga. Everyone's pointing to Gonzaga and saying, how could this happen in the second round? You know, Gonzaga was way overhyped. The people got it wrong, blah, blah, blah. To me, that is what makes March Madness great. If we wanted all the one seeds and the two seeds to go on, we might as well just watch the women's tournament. We might as well just watch the women's bracket if we really just want the ones and twos to go all the way. Why would we continue to expand the tournament to now 68 teams? Why would we do that if we just wanted the top eight teams to move on? If we wanted one through eight, why would we expand the tournament? This is why we do it. For teams like Wichita State, who beat a very good Pittsburgh team out of the Big East, soon to be the ACC. Then they go in and they beat Gonzaga, who does have one of the top players in the country, and a guy that I like to call Legolas. His name's Kelly. I don't even really know how to pronounce his last name. Olynyk. Averaged 17 points a game, 7 rebounds. I mean, he's one of the best players in the country leading this Gonzaga team. So to say that Gonzaga was overhyped, you're completely wrong. Gonzaga wasn't overhyped. The field's just better. There's more parity in college basketball now than there's ever been. And this is why college football gets it wrong. If we had a bigger playoff system, if we had more teams fighting for the number one spot instead of a hand-picked group of teams, which, by the way, that championship game was a blowout with Notre Dame. I bet you they would have loved to have a playoff system in hand, some sort of parity. But there's no parity in college football, and there's tons of parity in college basketball, and that's what we love about college basketball. That's why it's called March Madness and not some tournament where the top guys go. This is a time of the year where people sit at work and watch TV instead of doing actually their work. This is one of the most unproductive times in the corporate world because everyone's paying attention to their brackets. And I sent out a tweet earlier this morning, and I said, holy busted bracket, Batman. And I thought Matt would like that, making a Batman reference for you. But that's what we love. We love to see red X's all over our bracket. Nobody expects to get 100% of their bracket completely right. There's no fun in that. Like I said, that's the women's bracket. Nobody fills out a women's bracket. Nobody fills out an NIT bracket. Because we don't care. We don't care about... There's no upsets. There's no drama. Now we finally see parity in college basketball. We're finally seeing a 9 seed knock out a 1 seed. We still haven't seen a 1 lose to a 16, but we've seen every single other upset. We've seen 15 twos. We've seen them multiple times. We saw what Bruce was talking about with Florida Gulf Coast upsetting Georgetown, beating them 78-68 when they were up 17 points for most of the second half. And everyone says, "Ah, how could this happen? How could this no-name team go in and beat Georgetown?" Because that's college basketball now. We have parity. We finally have parity. Are there great teams in college or great players in college basketball? That's debatable. But I think that there's such a small margin now between a great player and a very good player in college basketball that makes everybody good. That makes all the teams good. You see Florida Gulf Coast able to knock off a Georgetown because they have seniors that have played together for a long time. And hey, these guys are pretty darn good too. Georgetown had Otto Porter, one of the best players in basketball in the NCAA. Otto Porter, he's probably going to the draft. Sorry, JT, you're a big man. The guy that you counted on all season, he's gone now. He's going to the NBA. He's off. But that's okay. If anything, that's better for college basketball that we finally get to see a revolving door of very, very good players. Let Otto Porter go to the NBA. You know, maybe Georgetown will fall off. Look at Kentucky. If you want great players, they're going to be one and dones. They're only going to be there for 1 or 2 years. Remember the Fab Five? Remember Michigan and their Fab Five? Chris Webber, Juwan Howard, those guys? There was no parity in college basketball then. It was Duke or Michigan. That was it those couple of years. There's no fun in that. That's why we all hate Duke now, because they were there every year. Now we finally get to go to the bar. We finally get to go to a Buffalo Wild Wings and wear our no-name mid-major basketball jersey our Temple jersey. We finally get to throw on our Temple jersey or our Florida Gulf Coast jersey or our Memphis jersey or our Creighton jersey. And we don't get pointed at and laughed at anymore when we're going in and we're playing Big Mighty Duke or Georgetown or Michigan. VCU people finally have something to root for. Shaka Smart has turned that program completely around. So college basketball is better now than it was 5 years ago. And it's better now than it was 20 years ago because there's parity. There's more very good teams than there are two or three great teams.
So it's my turn now.
Yeah, you pointed at me and you wanted to say something.
No. Oh, yeah. So I just wanted to say an important message. The ultimate in personal jewelry service. At Twin Jewelers, customers become friends and everyone gets treated like family with locations in Yonkers and Pleasantville. I'm just doing it right now since Bruce isn't here. So what are we going to talk about in the next segment if we get Bruce back?
Next segment, we'll get in some more March Madness. We'll get in a little bit of NBA scores. And if Bruce is back, we'll have some spring training stuff. I'll go into just a little MLB as well. But this is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion here on AM 1230 WFAS. What you want and what you do to me, I'll take the trouble that you have in mind.
Entertain. We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BH Sports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here at AM 1230 WFES. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Roy G, and we do have Bruce back. Welcome back, Bruce,
yeah,
from
I'm
Arizona.
I'm back. I'm sure it's temporary because I got to tell you, I mean, you know, it's just been a nightmare here where I am, but that one wasn't really – I don't think that was a problem here. Every once in a while we have these little snafus, and if we're going to bring you the best stuff from all over the country, sometimes – we're both not going to be in the studio. And I like doing a show live. I think recording a show is okay, but I'd rather be live. And, Roy, do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
Pull up a bracket somewhere that has the actual full brackets of everything.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm looking at – and actually it's a really good it's a really good sports page out here, the Arizona Republic.
Okay.
It's like 30 pages of sports. It's something I'm not used to looking at. The Washington Post generally has about 4 pages now of sports.
Okay.
It's a non-paper. A lot of these guys out here that I meet in the press box and we talk and, you know, talking about how the newspaper business is slowly just deteriorating. There's probably going to be polar bears a lot longer than there are newspapers in this country.
Yeah, print media is a dying breed, apparently.
So anyway, What did you talk about while I was off the air? Did you ever – the thing that's killing me is I'm looking at – and we talked about this before, and I'm – you know, I don't have a full bracket in front of me,
mm-hmm.
but I'm looking at the odds for today's game and where these games are being played. For example, the first round, Oklahoma beats Central Michigan. UCLA beats Stetson. That's not true. Yes, it is. That's actually the wrong. That's the women.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here. I've got all my sheets right here. You know, but what I'm starting to say, here they are. Temple beat NC State 76-72
yep.
on Friday. Then Indiana's crushed JMU, James mm-hmm. Madison University,
yep.
83-62. That was in Dayton, Ohio,
yep.
in the East Regional.
Yes.
Also in the East Regional, Miami 78 Pacific 49
mm-hmm.
crushed Pacific. Why they're in the game in this tournament, I have no idea. Illinois beat kind of a stubborn Colorado Buffalo team. Colorado's really not even that good. They make it to the tournament. That's in Austin. Mm-hmm. And guess what? That is
East.
Yeah, that is that is also the East Regional.
Yeah.
Then in the third round of the East Regional, Marquette beats Butler last night. Killed me, by the way. Butler was getting a whole point. One damn point. They lose by 2 to Marquette.
Yeah.
74-72. That was a great game, by the way.
Yeah.
And Syracuse, you know, they led the entire way, but they looked like they were, you know, just kind of going through the motions to a certain extent.
Yeah, Syracuse is a very, very good basketball team.
Well, yeah, they are. And Cal played them pretty tough.
Yeah.
They lost 66-60.
Yep. And that score alone tells you that Syracuse played their game. Syracuse likes to score in the 50s-60s. If it's getting into the 70s, then Syracuse is off their game.
And that game is also that was in Lexington, Kentucky. Now, I'm sitting here looking. Thursday's games in University of Washington. The Indiana Temple winner today will play Syracuse. Obviously, that'll be in the regional semifinals.
Yep.
And the Miami Illinois winner today, which should be Miami. I hope I'm not jinxing them. Jim Larranaga. But they play the Marquette Warriors, who look pretty damn tough. Yeah, they're already set up. I mean, you know, they are in the Sweet 16, Marquette is.
Yeah.
They're just waiting for Miami, probably. In the South Regional second round, Florida Gulf Coast, for those of you that didn't see that game, try to buy a tape of it. Or you know, find somebody that actually TiVo'd it or you know, used a Verizon, whatever you call it, and record it. Because I got to tell you something, that was one of the most incredible games I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's a great game.
And I want to say they were getting, like, I want to say Gulf Coast got like 8.5 points.
Mm-hmm.
And really, they never, I think they led the entire game. And
yeah,
they were
up
way
17
up at one
yeah,
time.
They were up 17 at one point.
I mean, it was unbelievable. That was a great game.
Mm-hmm.
And then San Diego State in the South Regional beats Oklahoma bad.
Yeah.
Now, Oklahoma didn't have a particularly good team this year.
No.
I mean, they're good enough to get to the dance, but they're not dancing. They look like, you know, somebody that's never danced very well.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego State is tough. They're one of the biggest underdogs in the tournament. North Carolina beat Villanova. Nova hung tough, but Carolina looked, I thought, better than they've – as good as they've looked all year. Kansas beats Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers. That was a lot closer than people thought. The Hilltoppers stayed close. Kansas kind of hung on. Now it sets up Roy Williams in a matchup with his old school that he taught – you know, where he coached at Kansas. He hasn't really fared too well against them since he's going to North Carolina. I want to say he's lost 5 out of the last 6 games against them, but I like him today against Kansas. Do you? Roy, how you feel about it?
I don't really have much faith in this UNC team. They're very young.
They're getting 6.5 points, and he used to coach where they're, you know, basically where they're playing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I know the back history there and everything like that, but this UNC team is not – They're not the what their jersey makes them out to be. They're not a UNC powerhouse team. They're a bunch of freshmen who
I agree.
Are up against this Kansas team, who this Kansas team isn't really who their jersey makes them out to be. I mean, this Kansas team ran through a very, very weak Big 12 conference. So,
I agree. You know, and I'll tell you another thing. They don't have the big power guys inside.
Right.
They really don't. You know, and that's something Carolina, if you think about it, has always had a big center that's kind of a tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't had one since that big 7-foot white boy. What was his name?
Tyler Hansbrough.
He's in the NBA now.
I mean, he's in Indiana.
Hansbrough can play, but you know, they need a guy like that. They need a banger, and they just don't have one. If Kansas should out rebound them today,
yeah.
But if Carolina gets the good shooting like they got in the first game, and like they got a little bit down the stretch, they've got a chance. I think that's a close one to watch.
Yeah.
Florida, I mean, Florida destroyed Northwestern State. Northwestern State's one of those conference winners that got in that have no business being in the tournament, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you have a game 79-47 at any time? Florida is what? Are they a 3 or a 4?
Florida is a 3.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're playing. You know, they're playing a team that was, you know, seated higher than Florida Gulf Coast. I mean, come on. What's going on? You know, if Northwestern State had no business being in this tournament, Minnesota crushes UCLA. And you know what? It wasn't so much that UCLA played horrible. They did. And it wasn't so much that they got out-hustled. They did. This Minnesota team, in my opinion, is going to give, you know, Florida and everybody else in that region, they're going to give them hell. I think it's going to be a good game. They're very physical.
Yeah.
You know, they do a good job of running the floor, playing defense. I think they're going to be tough. A team you and I both love, Roy, VCU, gets hammered by Michigan.
Yeah, I had them beating Michigan, actually.
Yeah, I watched that game in the press box before the game yesterday. A lot of Michigan people were in that press box. Not University of Michigan, just people from Michigan. And they said they were even surprised that they beat VCU so bad. That was probably one of the worst games Shaka Smart's team has had all year.
Yeah, they did. I think that's the hangover. They go out and they blow out Akron, and everyone, you know, thought that the VCU was on this whole another tear. And whenever you run up the score, they got accused of running up the score against Akron, pressing with their third stringers late in the game when you're up, you know, 40.
So, well, one of Akron's starters, Roy, had an IV in his arm when he came in when he came into the arena to get dressed. The other guy, he had the flu real bad, evidently, and they had another guy that was out with an injury. Two of their starters didn't even start. So, I mean, you know, and I felt really good because I was on VCU for the first game, and the best move I made yesterday was just passing on that Michigan game because I had seen their guards play. They're unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, And plus, they're so big.
Yeah, well, that's a Coach Beilein coach team.
You know what? Michigan State, first time in many years, I want to say 30 years, that they've both been qualified for the Sweet 16 the same year.
I think it was 94 was the last time Michigan was this far.
Like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But that, you know what? I'm going to tell you, both of those teams, both capable. You know, either one of them would be a great representative in the Final Four,
in
my opinion. Let's look at today's games. Well, let's keep going. Midwest round. Duke beats Albany. What the hell's Albany doing in the game?
Actually, Bruce, before we get into that, I think Roy has an important message for you.
I have something very important to say. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership.
And new NeoGraft hair restoration program at Park Avenue Medical Spa is going 6 months strong. Receive a $500 credit for any hair restoration treatments booked in February. More info at parkavenuemedicalspa.com. So what do we got next segment?
Next segment, we'll touch on some more March Madness. We'll really break down these brackets. And Bruce, I'm sure you have some baseball stuff for us to get into. This is AM 1230 WFAS. Bruce Hall, Second Opinion. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here at AM 1230 WFAS. It's Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Roy G. We're talking college hoops. Talking to March Madness tournament, and a team that you started to get into before the break there, Bruce, is the Duke Blue Devils taking on Creighton, who will now join up with that Catholic Seven to form what will be the new Big East, so to speak.
Is that right?
Yeah, Creighton is joining up with the Catholic Seven, yeah.
That's fantastic. You remember when you had your buddy on the show, about a month ago?
Yep.
Boy, was he informative. I've heard from other sources exactly what he pointed out a month ago, that it looks like Georgia Tech and Virginia are headed to the Big Ten.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you that it'll be interesting to see what the ACC looks like when this is all over.
Yeah, they're supposed to be more than just what you're talking about, UVA and Georgia Tech. They're supposed to be a whole mess of things coming in the recent months, so it definitely is something to keep an eye on is college expansion.
Yeah, no, that's great. Well, let's talk about where'd we stop, the Midwest Regional. Duke beat Albany 73-61.
Yeah, no surprise pretty much, really there.
Yeah, pretty much dominated the whole game. Really didn't try to run it up. I watched part of the game. It was okay. Creighton-Cincinnati was a good game.
Yeah.
Cincinnati can play. I mean, you know, they come out of a strong conference. You know, they're usually in it every year to a certain extent. I'm glad that they made the tournament. They deserve to be there, but they didn't have quite enough to beat Creighton. Creighton's just got something. I can't put my finger on it, but they got a great coach. I really don't think that they're a shoo-in to get beat you know, today.
Yeah.
I mean, if Creighton, I like them. I really do.
I like Creighton a lot, but this Duke Blue Devils team, I see them just completely running through this bracket. I have Duke in the championship, which doesn't really mean anything, but
that's for sure.
I really like, my bracket is just full of red X's, which is okay. But
hey, we're gonna start a Sweet 16 bracket. We talked about it before the show. Yeah. We're thinking about starting a Sweet 16 bracket on the station. And yeah. I think we ought to do it. We ought to do a giveaway or something, some kind of good giveaway for dinner for two and, like movies or whatever. I mean, because so many people are beat to crap by this time.
Which I love. I love that about March Madness.
Yeah, I do too. Hey, listen, when Gonzaga went down last night, you could just feel this restaurant I was in, everybody at the bar watching the game, they just kind of,
people love that. People live for that, though.
This is the first year that the people that picked by jersey color actually have more of a legit chance than people who have watched every single game of the season.
I picked my bracket on YouTube watching Harlem Shake videos. So whichever team had the best Harlem Shake video got my one up.
Not Jimmy Fallon. What's the other young kid's name? It's pretty funny.
Roy Edwards.
No, come on.
No.
Don't confuse yourself. The other guy.
Oh, I don't know. Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon.
No. The other guy.
Steve Carell.
He's a little – he doesn't have a talk
show.
You
have to think of his generation.
I'm just trying to think of who you're talking
Johnny
about.
Carson.
I'm just naming people who did March Madness
Super
brackets
sales
on TV.
This guy didn't do a March Madness bracket. This guy had his sister come on, and she literally – did her bracket, on TV for like 5 minutes. Uh-huh. She was so spaced out. And, she was picking people, teams
woman.
Just because of the name. Just because of the name. Oh, I like the name. This is really a cute name and, whatever. Anyway. But
and she's probably nailed all of her picks and first place in her bracket.
No, actually she hasn't. But
hundreds of office workers' children have won the pool for thousands of dollars.
Hey, I walk through my office.
Buy
like an
stock in Xbox 720s or new PlayStation 4s.
Ridiculous.
Hey, listen, anyway, speaking more like Saturday in Lexington, Kentucky, Louisville, who I was all over, that was a lot. Colorado State is slightly above average. Nah. Louisville is probably going to win this tournament, in my opinion.
Louisville's the best team in the country, but Colorado State is no slightly above average team. That team could shoot the doors out. I mean, that team was very, very good basketball team that Louisville ran over.
Yeah, Colorado beat them. That's how good they are.
Well,
Michigan State, another team that can be in the Final Four.
Colorado's
another team that
team.
Really, to be honest with you, reminds me a lot of Michigan. They're big and strong up front. I remember watching the first game they played. They were just totally dominating. Memphis is not a bad basketball team. I mean, these guys can play, but when Memphis can't hit the three, they're done. They lose by 22 points. Yeah.
Well, that's Izzo playing in his backyard. That's all that is.
Yeah, I know. But just because you're playing in your backyard doesn't mean that you still have to make the shots, you still have to get the rebounds, you still got to run the floor, you still got to play defense. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you, everything Michigan State was supposed to do, they did, and everything Memphis had to do to be competitive, they didn't.
Michigan Oregon, State is the second best team in that bracket. They're the third seed, but they're the second best team in that bracket.
And who do you think the first best team is?
I think Duke's the best team in that bracket.
I think you're on drugs. Have you taken a drug test for this government job you have?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I really think you need to take one. Here's the other thing. Oregon. Now, let me tell you, the Ducks, Phil Knight takes care of those boys, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's always got them looking pretty good. Hell, they look a lot better than the Reebok guys or whatever, whoever it was that came out with those ugliest uniforms I've ever seen in my entire life. They just made Nike $1 billion when they came out with those uniforms because nobody's going to order them again. They're going to call Phil Knight and go, Phil, fix this up, will you? But Oregon beats a St. Louis team, the Digger Phelps. And I like Digger. Digger Phelps.
That makes one of us.
I love Digger because I know some stories about Digger you don't know. You know, Jamie Moyer is his son-in-law. His daughter is a Secret Service agent.
Very cool.
And she's beautiful. So anyway, I have a friend that used to babysit his house when he was gone, a former football player who will go unnamed because he used to do some things in his house Digger didn't know about. The guy was an All-American running back. That's all I'm going to say because they've had several. But anyway, Oregon beats a St. Louis team that several of the talking heads, you know, the NCAA talking heads,
yep,
thought had a shot to definitely get to the Elite Eight, yeah. St. Louis. And I'm going to tell you, they were never in the game.
I mean, this is by far the best bracket out of all of the brackets. Louisville, Oregon won the Pac-12 and gets no respect with a 12 seed. St. Louis, right, who you're talking about, a lot of people had them in the Sweet 16, a very good basketball team. Memphis is nothing to sleep on when they can shoot, but Michigan State rolls over them, who I think is the second best team in this bracket. Then you add Duke, who is the Duke Blue Devils, and then Creighton, who is an up-and-coming powerhouse who just got signed on with the Catholic Seven. So,
no, I couldn't agree with you more. And you know what? You know who I'm pulling for? You know, Izzo's gotten to the Final Four, mm-hmm, enough.
Yeah.
Louisville, you know, to hell with him. He's, you know, go find some broad and get on a table in a restaurant, okay? and Oregon, I'm pulling for the Ducks. I am. And I'm not even from the West Coast. Now, maybe it's because I've been on for 8 days. I've been on Pacific time.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the problem. It's been like 85 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, you know, no humidity. Mm-hmm. Golf, the whole nine yards, baseball. Maybe I've just converted while I've been out here, but I'm pulling for the Ducks.
Now, I agree. You know? I think that's what March Madness has become to Absolutely. A lot of people who don't have a team to root for. I touched on that in the first segment when you fell off, whereas we love to see the red X's on our bracket. We love it.
I fell off. It hurt. Anyway, the regional semifinals already together.
Mm-hmm.
Louisville plays Oregon. I mean, and the Duke Creighton winner plays Michigan State.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you, man, how good is that going to be?
Creighton is now, a very, very good basketball.
Here's the problem. Oregon has no shot against Louisville, but if they can stay close, if they can stay close, they might be able to beat them. I would say they have, what would you say, a 10% chance?
See, I think it's closer than that, man. I think Oregon.
You think Oregon it's like 30%?
I think Oregon has just been continually slept on. I mean, these guys won the Pac-12. They're a very good basketball team.
Let's make a line for that game. I say this game's in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Probably a lot closer to Louisville than anywhere else. You can drive there from Kentucky without much of a problem.
Oh, absolutely.
I would say it's going to be a 9-point spread, maybe a 10-point spread.
I was saying if you gave me 8, I would take Oregon. That's what I was
saying.
Now,
let me ask you this. You think Duke's going to beat Creighton. When they do, what's the score of the Michigan – I mean, they're going to – you think they're going to beat Michigan State in Indianapolis?
Yeah. What I – see.
Really?
What I – I think Duke should beat Creighton.
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, because you don't know this game at all. So
Duke sucks. I know the game. I know when Maryland beats a team twice, they're not great.
Right. Duke is a very bad team. That's why they're a 2 seed and won something like 18 straight when they got their best.
Yeah, you saw it. Yeah, but you told me they were going to be a 1 seed, and I told you they were going to be a 2.
They should have been a 1 seed.
Oh, God.
So you think – so Gonzaga should have been a 1 seed over them? So Kansas should have been a 1 seed over them?
No, I didn't like Kansas or I don't like the Zags. Zags mm-hmm. haven't played anybody.
So who's your 1 seed then if it's not Duke?
Let me think.
Yeah.
Who are the twos?
Exactly.
Michigan State should have been a 1.
Michigan State should not have been a 1. They're a 3.
All right, so when they get in the Final Four and they win their first game and they're in, you don't think they can win that bracket?
I think they can. That doesn't mean that they should have been a 1 seed.
Yeah, but Duke is Duke. They're so bad sometimes.
They're a very this Duke team is one of the best Duke teams we've seen since they won it a couple years ago.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, Maryland was a lot better than people gave them credit for.
Maryland was terrible. Terrible.
And they beat Duke twice. They beat them twice.
The second time they beat Duke was in an ACC tournament game that Duke didn't even need. Maryland needed that game. Duke didn't. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, but they beat them at home. The last game of the season at home.
Duke will blow out Creighton, and then they will sneak by Michigan State. And
well,
if Louisville's there, they'll roll over Louisville.
Do me a favor while we're waiting to go. You know what? For the first time in generations,
yeah, buddy,
the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. Now, Roy, it's your turn.
That's right. New Neograph Hair Restoration Program at Park Avenue Medical Spa is going 6 months strong. Receive a $500 credit for any hair restoration treatments booked in February. For more information at parkavenuemedicalspa.com.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here at AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're running down our March Madness brackets and how many teams that we already have out and how far we thought they were going to go.
The only thing I like about Duke is their football program.
Well, that's
because
nothing. Yeah, like. Well,
you don't even know who their coach is, so how would you know?
They have the quarterback coach who was Peyton Manning and Eli Manning's guy, and now he's at Duke.
Yeah, what's his name?
It doesn't matter because the program's irrelevant.
I mean, I've only talked about him. You know, we've had Ron Middleton on the show, and I've talked about David Cutcliffe all the time, mm-hmm. and you can't remember his name, and you're not even 60.
That shows me.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do when you're 30?
I care about the Duke football program who plays very low ACC conference.
Okay. Well, here, let's do this. Who's the coach at Georgia? Head coach at Georgia. Exactly.
Georgia
let's
football?
Let's talk March Madness because you don't have a clue. Here we go.
Why does any of that matter?
It matters because Duke sucks. That's why it matters.
So that's why it matters?
Well, it matters because the Georgia football team
matters.
You're talking about how bad the ACC football, conference is.
They are bad. They're very bad. They're so bad that they're about to get picked apart by every other conference.
So who's better? The SEC, right?
Absolutely.
Well, then memorize the damn head coaches and let's talk about the SEC. Mark Richt is the damn head coach at Georgia.
Very cool.
You know. Yeah, exactly. They tried to fire him three times in the last 6 years.
I hope they can compete with LSU and Alabama.
You got to do in the SEC if you want to get fired is lose two games some seasons. Yep. I mean, you know, at Auburn they fired a guy that almost won a national championship. I mean, it's unbelievable.
With somebody else's players, though.
What's that?
They weren't his players that he won the national championship with.
No. The guy that was there?
Yeah.
He was there for like seven years. No, I'm talking about the last really good year he had. They fired him after, I want to say, an 8-3 year.
He was there for 3 years.
He was there for like, who are we talking about? Tommy Tuberville?
The guy who just got fired.
I don't even like him. I'm talking about Tommy Tuberville. I love Tommy Tuberville. Tommy Tuberville was Ron's offensive coordinator at a very small school mm-hmm. in Alabama, Troy State. Troy State has turned out some of the best NFL linemen and linebackers that mm-hmm. you'll ever see. There's always Troy State guys everywhere. Tuberville ended up at Auburn. He was there when Jason Campbell was there, you remember? And yeah. Jason Campbell Years did ago. Win a national championship.
No, he didn't.
They got second, but he was 11-0 or 13-0.
They were undefeated, and they beat, I think it was either Virginia Tech or Florida State in the bowl game.
That was the year I was saying they should have been national mm-hmm. champions.
Cadillac Williams was on that team,
too. They fired him 2 years later. It was unbelievable. So mm-hmm. let's go. Let's keep going March Madness while we're on it.
Well, Auburn head coach.
Roy, I'm just trying to get fired up here. You know, you got to understand.
Basketball doesn't do it for you. You got to bring in football to get fired up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because I hate for you to tell me that you don't care about David Cutcliffe
when
he's probably he's the best offensive mind in the country.
Well,
every NFL
Duke.
Team has tried to hire him.
It's because they have those teeny little single-serving coffee cups in his hotel room, isn't it?
I guess.
Whatever.
I'm just saying, Duke, the,
Bring the pain.
In order for Duke, Roy,
if you had another brain, it would be. If you had another brain, it would be lonely.
Well,
all right, here we go.
Duke needs to win something to even considered a football team. They're a JV program out there.
Well, no, they don't even have much of a wrestling team either.
Well,
but
they're trying to basketball team.
Well, you know what? It takes about on the two SATs, you about have to have a 1580 to get in there and a 4-point-something grade point average. I mean, it's really hard to recruit 330-pound, bad guys that have 1600 on their SATs. It's just hard. All right, listen, we're in the West Regional now. Ohio State beat Iona. What's Iona doing in this tournament? No, I shouldn't say that. Iona is in New York. It's a good school. Jeff Ruland isn't there anymore. Mm-hmm. They have another coach now. They've had another coach for a while. But they obviously won one of those smaller is that the Yankee Conference they won? I'm not even sure.
I have no idea where I am.
But Roy, will you agree with me on one thing? Let's agree to agree on one thing.
Okay.
If we're going to have this be called the NCAA Championships,
yeah.
shouldn't we have the 30 or the 40, 38 best teams in the country in the tournament?
No. I completely disagree, and that was my entire opening rant was how we've expanded this tournament to 68 teams because there is parity, and we expect these 15-2 upsets.
There isn't parity when teams are getting crushed?
Well, I think there's parity when Gonzaga, a one seed and the number one team in the country, goes down in the second round.
That's a second round game. That's different.
Well, what about Georgetown going down to a 15 seed?
Well, I mean, that
or
was...
Or Duke last year losing. It happens every year. We see
this. Yeah, but listen to what I'm telling you. Gulf Coast had no business being a 15 seed anyway.
Well,
they beat Miami by 11 points. They should have been... What was their record? Do you even have it? Somebody look that up while I'm talking. Here we go. Ohio State beats Iona. Iowa State beats Notre Dame by 18. That just goes to show you the Irish got in for what reason? How did they even get in? I mean, are they in the Big East? No.
Yes.
They are?
Yes, they're a Big East basketball team.
So I think it's safe to say, while we're talking about basketball, the Big East is, except for Syracuse kind of doing what they're supposed to do so far.
Don't say it.
Villanova got beat. Georgetown got beat. Who else got beat? Notre Dame got beat. I mean, what's so great about the Big East?
The best basketball conference in America.
Look at the Big Ten. Minnesota, Michigan State, Michigan, Illinois. They're all still in it.
Indiana.
Where's Georgetown?
Georgetown went home from a very, very
good
golf
course. Where is Georgetown?
They're at home.
Where is Notre Dame?
They're at home.
Yeah.
Where's Syracuse? Where's Louisville?
Well, Louisville.
Where's Marquette? We can do this. There's 10. Right. The Big East sends 10 teams every single year.
I like Minnesota.
Somebody's going to get knocked off.
I like Minnesota. All right, let's go here. Right underneath those, Iowa State. So who's going to win the Iowa State-Ohio State game?
Ohio State.
I believe that. I agree with you. All right, we agreed on one thing. That's enough.
The Big 12 is – no. The Big 12, they're very low.
Yeah, they suck. Would you say they're worse than the ACC?
Yeah, I think they're the worst of the Big
12. Oh, my God, you said somebody was worse than the ACC. Yeah. Mississippi, Wisconsin, Mississippi knocks off. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's a Big Ten school. That's Wisconsin. I thought they were overrated anyway. What were they? Were they a three?
They were a five. It's a 5-12.
No, they were. Yeah, they weren't that good this year anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, compared to normal.
Right,
LaSalle beats K-State. That was a hell of a game.
Another Kansas State team who was a Big 12, came out of a very low Big 12 team. They were probably the second best team in the Big 12, and then they get bounced by LaSalle. So that says everything you need to know about the Big 12.
Roy, in the first round, who did Harvard beat?
They beat New Mexico, who I was very high on all year.
And then they get crushed by Arizona, who is a kind
team.
Of a – they're kind of a dark – the Pac-12 has shown up.
Yeah.
The Pac-12 has shown up. Wichita State, oh, man. They beat the Zags 76-70. Mm-hmm. That was, you had to consider it an upset.
After beating Pittsburgh, a very good Big East team, soon to be ACC.
And you know what? I had Pittsburgh going to the Elite Eight. LaSalle versus Mississippi and Kansas City.
Yeah.
Who do you like?
I like Mississippi. I think that Mississippi is now tested, having beaten Wisconsin. Wisconsin, very good team. I was never high on Kansas State to begin with, so I don't think they're really worth anything. The LaSalle beating Kansas State to me doesn't really hold the weight. Mississippi plays in an SEC conference that is somewhat competitive. They've been tested a little bit. I think Mississippi takes it home, but I wouldn't be surprised if LaSalle were to upset Mississippi. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Well, now Ole Miss did win the tournament, right? Who won the regular season SEC?
I don't know.
I'm trying to remember. It wasn't Georgia because they didn't even go to the dance. Mm-mm. It's somebody in the tournament.
It sure as hell wasn't Kentucky.
It wasn't Tennessee either. You know what? I don't think they set but like three or four teams.
Yeah, I mean,
the SEC.
The SEC is poo-poo. It's very, very poo-poo.
Oh, my God. But that's not in football.
No, they're the best in football. But you got to have a little bit of give and pull, right?
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
If Notre Dame – I mean, what was Notre Dame? Were they a 13 or a 12?
Notre Dame was a – I want to say they were a 7. Yeah, they were a 7.
Seven or an 8.
Yeah.
That was overrated.
They're
always overrated. Hey, you know what? They had a player on their basketball team that had a pretend friend. Did you hear about that? I'm just kidding.
That was
all right, here we go. No, that was not a friend. That was his girlfriend.
Yeah, Ole Miss won the tournament in the SEC since we're getting there. And
who was the regular season champ?
Florida.
It wasn't Vanderbilt?
No.
Oh, there you're right. It was Florida.
Poo-poo.
Well, Florida, I got Florida going to the Final Four. So I don't even care. You know what? Billy Donovan, in my opinion, top 5 coach in the country. You know, you can give Billy Donovan 5 kids off a playground, and in 5 months, they'll be competing for a championship. I love the guy. Wichita State plays the LaSalle Mississippi winner. That's going to be a good game. You know, if Mississippi wins that game, the Shockers and them, they're going to be flying up and down the court. Mississippi has got 2 legitimate NBA high draft choices, I think. They're big guy and the 2 guard that can play the point. Excellent, excellent players. All right. Let's talk. Hey, first of all, how many guys out of your Final Four are gone, Roy?
2.
All right. I've got 1 gone. Okay. Are we going to start a Sweet 16 pool?
Yeah, I mean, my bracket's shot, man. I had Gonzaga and Georgetown in the Final Four, so I have Duke and I don't even remember
what,
who I have.
What website? Miami, what website you want to run it through? You want to run it through Sports Man Cave?
Sure, we can do that.
All right, give everybody the information when we get back.
Sure, I'll put it up during the break.
Can you do that?
I'll try.
Because did you ever get my stuff in that I sent you?
It wasn't that
I didn't know how to use the internet. I haven't had internet all week. No. We didn't even have the internet one whole day at Scottsdale Stadium.
Very cool. Well, Bruce,
we'll be back
hold that thought. The ultimate in personal jewelry service at Twin Jewelers. Customers become friends, and everyone gets treated like family. The locations in Yonkers and Pleasantville. We'll be right back. Indecision's bugging me. Decision and molester. If you don't want me, set me free. Exactly who I'm supposed to be. Don't check.
This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here at AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall's second opinion. We're starting off our second hour of madness.
Stop playing around with the webcam and get on mic,
Bruce. Here in March. And Bruce, I guess it would be about time to move on to some baseball here. But before we do that, and before we move on to our other topics here, I think we should close out our March Madness. And in doing so, I have your Final Four pulled up. Which you're actually doing. You're not doing bad at all. Actually, you still have Louisville, New Mexico, which is a wash, Florida and Miami left in your Final Four, and then I had Duke, Georgetown, which is a wash, Gonzaga, which is a wash, and Miami. So we do agree on Miami, and that's pretty much it. But who do you? I guess in the updated field since New Mexico is gone for you. Who do you have coming out of that would be the Ohio State, Iowa State, Arizona, Ole Miss, LaSalle, Wichita State bracket? Who's your new Final Four to plug in there? Well, and he's gone. So I'll answer that for him, I suppose. My final four, I had, like I said, Gonzaga, Georgetown. Georgetown's a wash. Now coming out of the South, my new team to pull for, I guess you would say, would be Florida. I think Florida could easily have been a 1 or 2 seed, had a couple, you know, if the ball had bounced a couple different ways for them in the SEC tournament, because they did win the SEC in the regular season. I mean, this is a very good basketball team. They were, you know, top 5 in the country for most of the year. They were in that conversation for who should be the number 1 overall team when everybody who had the number 1 seed was losing. I think Florida's a very good team. I think they drew a very favorable bracket, especially with Georgetown going out. They have Minnesota. If they beat Minnesota today at 6-10, then they'll move on to play San Diego State or Florida Gulf Coast. Now, both of those teams, San Diego State and Florida Gulf Coast, they're both good basketball teams, but I think Florida is one of the very few great basketball teams left in the bracket. So I think Florida would be my next fill in the blank there for the Final Four team. That's not taking anything away from Michigan. Michigan's still a very good basketball team, but I think any John Beilein coach team gets streaky. They shoot the threes. I watched John Beilein for years when he was the West Virginia University coach, and we had Pitsnoggle and Air Bear and those guys, and they just shot the lights out, and they ran the floor, and they spread everything out. We didn't really have any big man. I mean, Kevin Pitsnoggle was our big man. And he shot threes. That was his thing. He's a tattooed up West Virginia boy who shot threes. Now that's his MO. That's who he gets. He gets 3-point shooters. Michigan doesn't really have a in the paint presence. They don't have that team or that player who's going to go in and body up teams. That's why I like Florida out of here. It wouldn't surprise me to see Michigan, Florida to go to the Final Four. I think Michigan probably stands a better chance than either Kansas or UNC. It would very much surprise me if Minnesota gets by Florida, and the 7-15 matchup, San Diego State and Florida Gulf Coast, it doesn't really matter to me, either one of those who win and move on to play Florida. I think, you know, good for them. It's a great Cinderella story, but I think that's where their road ends. And Bruce, we have you back.
My microphone is not working, or is hardware muted?
Well, don't do that. Now, Bruce.
I'm just reading. I'm looking at Matt's ugly mug. Man, Matt, you got a big head, buddy.
So, Bruce.
I am a beautiful man. You better take that back.
Matt's on my TV.
Yeah, you're doing
Hey, Matt, we're having a hangout because, you know, they lost me again, but we decided to hang out. And I think we decided to hang out because I pushed something that got me to hang out, and then I lost the show. But Matt, but I dialed the number, so I got back. The internet is a remarkable thing. I wish I had learned how to use it.
Yeah. Well, my question was to you before we dropped and had the technical difficulties was, who would you?
I bet I didn't answer.
You didn't answer it. Well, maybe you did. Maybe your silence was all we needed.
Beautiful answer. Yeah. He's just sitting there talking for a half hour. You know what? Yeah. And that's how you improve every sport in all of America.
But my question was, in place of who did you have out of that tournament? You had New Mexico. In place of New Mexico coming out of the West, that's the Zaga. Well, Zaga's out. So Wichita State, Ole Miss, LaSalle, Arizona, ISU, Ohio State. Who would be your new Final Four team? Because Right now, you're sitting actually kind of pretty compared to a lot of brackets. You have three of your four left.
I would say Arizona.
Arizona?
I like Arizona.
They're a good
everybody
basketball
out. Everybody out here is pretty high on them. They're in Tucson, about 2 hours down the road, and a lot of Arizona fans, and you're starting to see the hats everywhere.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with them. You know, I like Oregon, but they're going to get beat probably.
Mm-hmm.
They have the nicest uniforms, by the way, I think.
Well, they're a lot better than the Halloween costumes that Cincinnati wear. Those things were ugly, man.
They should have just started them down 10
those
with those uniforms. Disgusting.
Okay, disgusting.
Score is 10-0. Hey, you want to talk baseball?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's run into the baseball.
Are
you sticking with?
Why don't we?
First off, let's get down to our picks. Your final.
You want to know who I like?
Yeah, well, I mean, we might as well wrap up some March Madness with some predictions for everybody, because we know who we had picked, but everyone listening doesn't know who we had picked. I had Duke Georgetown in the final. Now I will amend that to say Duke Florida in the final, with still Duke taking the ship home. So who's your new champion, or are you sticking with Louisville as your champ? Okay, well, that's quite all right. I'll take us home, Matt.
Apparently he doesn't want to tell us.
He doesn't want to answer any of my questions, man. He's the college hoops. He wants to talk baseball or football, which is cool. I'm all right with it. But Bruce had Louisville. Who did he have in his championship game? Miami. So his championship's still alive. I had Miami in the Final Four. I really like Miami coming out of that bracket. It's a very hard bracket. You got Indiana there, who they have a hell of a matchup today at 2:45. That's a game to watch there. Indiana Temple. That's going to be a very good game. I don't see another, 20-30 point blowout for Indiana here in the second round. Which, by the way, if you had Indiana in the first round, if you were betting Indiana, then I feel sorry for you, man. The line was 21.5. The big word there is and a half, because they beat James Madison by 21. So you lost if you played Indiana, who beat James Madison by 21. So Indiana, very good basketball team. You know, they got the play-in team of James Madison, who walked by very, very squeakily past LIU Brooklyn, who I thought was going to take James Madison down. I think LIU Brooklyn would have put up a better fight against Indiana. But Indiana moved on. Temple beat NC State, who a lot of people were high on. It started in the top 25. I think they might have even started higher than that. They might even have been a top 10 team in the beginning of the season. But a lot of people were high on this NC State team. They steadily dropped and dropped and dropped and dropped, and then kind of backed their way into the big dance, get beat up by Temple 76-72. So that matchup today, to me, that's a good matchup. I think Temple will stick with Indiana, but I think that Syracuse, will roll over either of those teams that win. Syracuse is a very good basketball team. And then down low, we got Marquette versus Miami, and I think Miami walks by Marquette, and I think Miami can take down Syracuse. But Syracuse-Miami, I don't think either of them can put up with what Florida has if Florida comes out of that top bracket, and they look like they have the path to the Final Four locked up. So I think Florida-Miami, Florida-Syracuse, it doesn't really matter to me. Florida's going to the ship. And then Duke, if Duke can get past Michigan State, that's the big if. Creighton today, yeah, they need to get past Creighton, but I think that if Duke can get past Michigan State, then I think that they're wide open, even with Louisville in their bracket. So, Bruce, once again,
yes.
My question to you, are you sticking with a Louisville-Miami championship pick?
Actually, it will have to wait.
It'll have to wait. So we'll get with Bruce's pick here on the
Is that a teaser? Is that a teaser?
That's what we call him.
Are you teasing?
That's a teaser.
Hey, can I I hope you didn't mind. I had to use the little boys' room.
That's quite all right.
Just kidding.
New Neograph hair restoration program at Park Avenue Medical Spa is going 6 months strong. Receive a $500 credit for any hair restoration treatment booked in February. More information at parkavenuemedicalspa.com.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
So before we get into some baseball, well, let's look into the world of the NBA that is actually being played now, believe it or not. There are NBA games being played. The Knicks played last night. The Knicks beat the Toronto Raptors. They beat them 110-84 with Carmelo Anthony at 28 points, 8 boards, 2 assists. So the Knicks are a very, very confusing team to me. One night, Carmelo Anthony will be out, and he'll look like the top scorer in the league. He'll look like one of the best players in the NBA, and he'll look like the future of your franchise. The next night, he might come out. He'll go back to his, you know, black hole of a player, Carmelo Anthony. He'll play that isolation, and the Knicks will lose by 4. And everyone will point to Carmelo Anthony, or they'll point to Amar Stoudemire, who I believe is hurt again. And they'll say, we can't win with these guys. We need team players. We need blah, 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 blah. To me, the Knicks are a real team. I think that if they can get their act together and they can really pull themselves together, they stand a chance to give Miami a run. I think right now the Miami, with that streak going, what is it, like 24, 25 games now, they're inching into the NBA record of consecutive games won. That, there's no question that is the top team in the East right now. You have LeBron James, you have Dwayne Wade, both finals MVPs, and then you have Chris Bosh, who on any other team would be a star. He'd be a stud. When he was in Toronto, he was the go-to guy. He was the man. And now he's kind of the third wheel in Miami. I mean, he plays a very vital part of their system and their offense. But Chris Bosh is a stud. And there's no two ways around it. I hate everybody who comes out and they say, oh, this is Dwayne Wade and LeBron James. Well, without Chris Bosh, who are they? You know, you had Mike Miller there for a little bit chucking up threes, you know, but he's not a guy to point to. You have Ray Allen, but, I mean, Ray Allen is just Mike Miller. He's just a three-chucker. He's a little older now. He's not going to be able to run the floor, whether Chris Bosh is in his prime. Some of the other games we had the Detroit Pistons versus the Charlotte Bobcats. Charlotte, I always want to call them the Hornets. Maybe they'll go back to the Hornets now that the Pelicans have dropped the name. Yeah, the New Orleans Pelicans. That's a great name. Very very intimidating. Although I do like the name. State Bird. I got the colors right. I like it. But Detroit, I mean, there's not even really much to talk about this game. Kemba Walker had 25. You know, that's cool. He had 3 assists to pair it with. He's a player. But Detroit's terrible. They inched by the Bobcats 92-91. Indiana played Chicago. They lost, although I really like Indiana. I think Indiana, they're a bruising team with Hibbert and Hansborough. And they got George. He dropped 23. Luol Deng had 20. Coles Boozer had 10. Two very good teams there. I think that Derrick Rose has been reported to coming back in the near future. He's supposed to be cleared to play, but he says that he's not going to come back until he's 110%. Now, that's impossible. That doesn't exist. There's no such thing as 110%, so Derrick Rose apparently is not coming back. No, he says that only God knows when he's coming back. So
don't do math on me, boy.
That's right. Derrick Rose, what are you talking about, buddy? This is sports, not math. So it'll be interesting to see when and if Derrick Rose comes back this season and if he's going to be even a factor. Derrick Rose is coming off of major ACL surgery, and his game is that get up and run and cut. He's that kind of player where he gets up and he'll cut through a defense and he'll slice and he'll dunk something home. Now, if he comes back and he's not that guy, then Chicago isn't a force in the East. I think Indiana is a real force. Chicago may or may not be. That's to be seen. Boston, since losing Rajon Rondo, is not the same team. They've won. You know, they have put themselves in position. They're going to see the postseason. They lost to the Memphis Grizzlies, who traded away one of their best players in Rudy Gay to the Toronto Raptors in a very odd move. I don't know if it was cap space or what was going on there, but when you trade away a player like that and you don't really get any big names in return, it confuses me. Now, they beat Boston 110-106. Paul Pierce had 26. Paul Pierce pretty much controlled the stat line, 26 points, 6 boards, 4 assists in falling to Memphis. The Kings, the Sacramento Kings, soon, hopefully, to be the Seattle Supersonics. I would love for Seattle to get a team again. They've been rumored to moving from Sacramento to Seattle. There's a couple of things that are left in the deal. Apparently, Sacramento gave $61 million to the team to build the stadium, so they still owe a whole mess of money to the state or whomever loaned them the money. So it's not as simple as selling the team to Seattle because that guy wants to see his money. Well, they lost to Denver, who, you know, Denver is a contributor in the West. They'll make the postseason. They'll be all right. They got Gallinari out there. He dropped 19. They got Andrew Iguodala, formerly of the 76ers. He had 8 assists, so he's starting to play some team ball. They're a competitor out there. I don't think they're going to make any real noise when you talk about the Spurs and you talk about the Thunder. Those are some real basketball teams out there in the West. Denver is kind of playing second fiddle to them, if you ask me. And Sacramento, forget about it. They might as well move to Seattle already. That leads me to the Brooklyn Nets with Brooke Lopez dropping 18, leading the points. Evans had 16 boards and D-Will 9 assists. This is a very, very good Nets team. I just think they're 1 year away of completely playing together to make any real noise in the East. They'll make the postseason. They'll probably make it past the first round in the postseason. But I don't think that they're a championship contender when you talk about the other teams in the East, like the Knicks and the Heat. Would it surprise me if the Nets, you know, if they drew a favorable bracket and you know, they got past the Knicks? That wouldn't surprise me at all, but you're not getting past the Heat now with that lineup, not yet. That's not to say that they're not a true contender in the East in the years to come, but right now I don't see it. And then they fall to a Clippers team, 101-95, and this is a Chris Paul-led team. He had 29 points.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, buddy? Just running down my NBA scores. Paul had 11 assists, so he got the double-double.
You know, we're just chilling.
Just hanging out. Just hanging out and doing nothing, really. And then the lone Wizards, 92, they fall to the Golden State Warriors, who put up 101. And Seth Curry dropped 35 to add 8 assists. And Martin, for the Wizards, who has kind of been their big guy pulling up with Bradley Beal being in and out of the lineup, he had 23. Also leading the fantasy team.
You know, I blew it the other day. I had a chance to go down to the arena here at downtown Phoenix and see the Wizards beat the Suns. Didn't they win?
Yeah, I mean, the Suns are really bad.
Good road trip, weren't they?
Yeah, you know, the Wizards, it's hard to say that the Wizards are having a good road trip because they are the Wizards. But for the Wizards, I suppose they're having a good road trip. They're still a very, very bad basketball team, and honestly, I hope, as a Wizards fan, I hope they lose out and they draft Otto Porter. That would be my dream. I would love to see Otto Porter.
Do you think it'll happen? I think they're too good. There's three teams worse than them now, isn't there?
Yeah, but when you look at college, when you look at the NBA, they don't run like the NFL or the MLB. They have a draft lottery. So you could end up, you know, the sixth worst team, the fifth worst team, and get the number one overall pick. That's just the way the lottery works. So it could happen. Sure, the Wizards could get the number one pick. I don't know if they would take Otto Porter with the number one overall pick. I probably would. I don't know if they necessarily would, but I would love to see Otto Porter put on a Wizards jersey.
Well, you know, the NBA playoffs are so far away anyway. Hell, they play into June.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just, for the life of me, the Knicks are actually making a slight comeback. I think mm-hmm. that they've started winning again.
They beat Toronto last night.
Yeah, and, you know, and the Nets are staying close. They're mm-hmm. still, I think they're a couple games behind the Knicks. So we'll see what happens there. But both of them will be in the playoffs, it looks like.
Yeah.
I've been out here dealing with baseball basically for 7 days, and I got to tell you, besides the weather being beautiful, I've seen so many games. A couple days, I've seen 2 games in a row where I'll do a day game and then go eat an early dinner, then I'll go see a night game. Got some great interviews. Got 3 or 4 interviews my last day here lined up. supposed to talk to Dave Righetti today, the pitching coach of the San Francisco Giants. They've won 2 out of 3. They're the first team since the 70s, the Big Red Machine with Pete Rose and Joe Morgan and Johnny Bench and Tony Perez, Sparky Anderson's crew. They're the first team to win 2 out of 3 World Series since the 70s. Yep. If they win this year, they'll be the only team to ever win 3 out of 4 games or 3 out of 4 seasons.
Was Griffey Sr. on that team?
On which team?
The Big Red?
You know, he came on board probably – well, he was part of the Big Red Machine, but right at the end of it.
Gotcha.
He wasn't as old as those guys. Tony Perez, Pete Rose, Johnny Bench, all those guys, they're older than me.
Mm-hmm.
Griffey, he was – you know, he played corner outfield for me, played a little – Cesar Geronimo was in center field. During the late part. Griffey played left field. He was a left-handed thrower. He threw left-handed, batted left-handed. They had just had some great teams. Mentioned, you know, Perez was at first, Morgan at second, Dave Concepcion at shortstop. These are names that you don't recall, but I mean your dad would, people my age would love, they had such an incredible team. They had pitching. They had everything.
Yeah.
They were winning 110 games every year, and it wasn't. And back then, you know, it was real competitive. But the Giants, you know, it was another perfect storm for them. Except this year, they won it a little differently. Rather than winning it on the last day of the season, like they did in 2010, when they beat the Padres 1-0, they ended up winning 8. You know, it was over 2 weeks to go. And so they had time to get a little healed. They had some guys that were nicked up.
Mm-hmm.
They rested up for the playoffs. They started with Cincinnati. Down 3-1 to Cincinnati. They won game 5, went back to San Francisco, and ended up winning it there. Had 2 elimination games.
All right.
For the first time in generations, Roy.
Yes, sir.
The dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. Roy Edwards and Matt Lynch are on the other line. Roy, you got something to say too, don't you?
No, it's Matt this time. I have something to say about Park Avenue Medical Spa. New NeoGraft hair restoration program at Park Avenue Medical Spa is going 6 months strong. Receive a $500 credit for any hair restoration treatments booked in February. More info at parkavenuemedicalspa.com.
Now, Bruce, can you hold on to the next segment? Can we have you on next segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
And Roy, get that number of the hair restoration place.
Yeah, I will. I'll hook you up for it. I know a guy.
No, you don't need to hook me up. I got plenty of hair.
Well, and they keep on cutting holes in your head, Bruce.
Yeah, we'll see.
Every week he comes in, there's a new hole in his head.
Hey, you can't even feel the hole anymore. It's not there.
I didn't feel it the first time. We'll be right back.
No, you looked at that.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here at AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. And
now I know what all my guests feel like.
Now we have Bruce.
They come on the show. This is pretty cool. I like being on my – hell, I'm on my cell phone enough. Anyway, go.
We have Bruce Hall on the line. Thanks for sticking with us through the break, Bruce. I really appreciate the time that you're putting in here on your own show. So you're out in Arizona.
I would love to help you, but something keeps blowing up with this setup we have. And I got to tell you, it's all I can do to just get back to our great fans that listen to our show. And I'd like to thank everybody in the Westchester, Rockland County, City of New York, North New Jersey, and Western Connecticut for listening to our show.
Yes, thank you very much. And everybody at smcradio.com.
And you know what? We're actually, and there's a lot of people at MC Radio that listen to us. And there's a lot of people that I constantly hand out my card to out here in Arizona because everybody wants to listen to the show because they know we're going to be doing a lot of baseball.
That's right.
And speaking of baseball, next week, Roy, is the day before basically opening day. Now, there is a game on Saturday, I think, before our show, but just one game. Now, a lot of rotisserie leagues don't literally get started right before the season. A lot of them will like start a week in, 2 weeks in, which is fine because everybody's numbers change anyway. Some of the guys that lead the league and runs scored, runs batted in, batting average, pitching, the whole nine yards. A lot of those guys lose their first game or they'll start in a little mini slump and they come out of it and everything's fine. There's nothing more fun than picking up a newspaper in the morning and looking to see how your team did. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, rotisserie leagues, I've been invited to join a couple of rotisserie leagues here and there, and I haven't really put my foot on whichever one I'm going to do. During football season, I can run, four or five fantasy football teams.
Yeah, you know what? That's due to me. Baseball, to me, is so much easier. And the greatest thing about baseball, 162 games. So you look at 162 different newspapers, and you see your team and how you're doing. And, and the greatest thing about it is it's just a bunch of guys and girls getting together that love baseball. But one of the things that's great about baseball is the girls love baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, there are girls everywhere out here, trust me. I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm being a good boy. You know that. I'm an old man. I'm harmless.
They wouldn't talk to you anyway.
I can't even stay up late anymore. What's that?
Nothing. Just great to have you on the line. I'm really glad. You sound great coming through.
So yeah, listen, but anyway.
What are the ballparks like out there for those of us who've never made a trip?
Well, Scottsdale's unbelievable. They had 12,225 people there yesterday.
That's a good turnout.
They sell it out every day, basically. I think that they've been sold out almost every day all year for their home games.
That's great.
Now there's a place called Talking Stick, which is where the Colorado Rockies, it's also in Scottsdale, it's where the Colorado Rockies and the Arizona Diamondbacks share it. Now, that place holds, 15,000-16,000 people, and it has the ability later on with more construction to hold more. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't doubt if there's a Triple-A ball club there one day. Although it's pretty damn hot here in the summer, and that's one of the reasons that they have the roof. Downtown at Chase Bank Field.
Right.
So, because when it's 125 degrees, you close the roof and turn the air conditioner on. Yeah. And, and it was like that for the All-Star game here a couple of years ago, which was fun. But you get out west, south of here is Tempe. Mm-hmm. We're playing the Angels today. I say we hit the Giants. I am a Giant, basically. We're playing the California Angels, who have got nothing but, superstars, future Hall of Famers on them. The Angels are expected to win it all in the West if they can just, stay healthy and get some pitching. Mm-hmm. Mike Trout, who's gained 20 pounds of muscle legally, I'm sure, because that kid would never take steroids in a million years.
And he's young enough to where if he puts on 20 pounds of muscle, it's not out of the ordinary because, what is he, 21 years old?
No, you know what? He's 20. He's not even, he's not 21 yet.
Can't even sit down and have a beer.
We're going over there. When I leave here in a little while, I will drive 15 minutes to Scottsdale Stadium. I got an interview with Brandon Crawford. Had to put it off till 9:30. I'd made it for 8:00 this morning. Had to call, change to 9:30. I'm interviewing Dave Righetti. I'm going to get poached before I leave, probably tonight, probably over dinner. Just to get maybe a segment or two from him. The thing about Boach is we don't really have to get Bruce Bochy. He'll call in. I'd rather talk to him three or four times during the year. The segment, I'm just going to have him break down what he's looking to do, what he's thinking. He's not going to say anything anyway. This is really a tough time of the year for all the coaches because you know what they're doing right now? They're breaking their team down. They can't have more than 20. They're going to have 25 people opening day. I think that they have to make the cuts the day before. They made three cuts the other day, and you could just tell he was upset about it. You don't want to call somebody in your office and tell them you're sending them a Triple-A or Double-A, but they have to do it. Giants are looking good. They actually probably have the best team in the West again. The Diamondbacks are going to be a little bit better this year, but I still don't see the pitching. They've got good young players, though. The Dodgers have spent, $200 million? They think they're the Yankees now. The Yankees are cut their payroll. The Dodgers look like they're trying to spend more money than they have. And you know what? It's not about best players always. It's about chemistry. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have chemistry, I don't care how good you are. You're not going to win games. But it's going to be a great, you know, that's going to be a good Western Division. Central Division, you know, we got Milwaukee. The Brewers, their hitting coach was my sweet mate in college, John Naren, who I saw him the other day after the game, walked out to the bus with him. You know, the first thing he says to me is, what's wrong with the Pirates? You want to know what's wrong with East Carolina? And I'm like, John, well, you know, you're only like a major league coach. Why don't you make a phone call?
Yeah, really. You know?
He goes, well, you know, I'm not around that much. And, you know, but God, he says, they shouldn't be losing the High Point. But John Naren and the Brewers, you know, I don't like the Brewers.
Yeah,
but
can.
They hit the ball. I'm going to tell you, they hit the ball. They just got no pitching. So they're not going to be, you know, they're not going to be helping anybody out much. Detroit, probably the strongest team again. Cincinnati, they're going to get in somehow. They'll be a wild card, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. And in the East, you know, you're looking at the Nats, who are the favorites to win the National League pennant this year. And, you know, you and I are both season ticket holders.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not like we don't go to Nats games knowing what's going on. We're going to have Mike Rizzo on probably in the next 2 weeks. I'm going to say 2 weeks because I'm not sure I can get him this week because he won't be back till the day before the first. Although the Yankees are there's two games. We go to New York, and then New York comes to us.
Right.
And we're playing two preseason games against the New York Yankees, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
And I'm sure he'll be back for that game because he's a former – his dad's a former Yankee mm-hmm. scout. He did some work for the Yankees, and he'll be there. But they're tough. Philly's going to be okay. But, you know, Roy Halladay, you saw what happened to him the last two starts. He's throwing 86, 88 miles an hour. You know, he's just –
He's slowing down.
Well, you know what? I think they're going to shut him down. I think he's going to go on the 15-day DL maybe sooner than later.
But that Braves team is very, very good.
Braves are tough. Look, they got BJ and Justin. They seem to be doing okay together in spring training, having fun. They've also got, you know, they've got the big first baseman, the kid, who's so tough, the lefty hitter. I'm trying to think of what his name is right now, but he tears it up.
Mm-hmm. You know, they got Hayward out in what, right?
Jason Hayward in right field. They got an all-star outfield.
Yeah.
You know, now whether or not it's gonna translate into a winning division team, they've got a good pitching staff. Mm-hmm. They don't have great starters, but they have good starters.
And their back end, their bullpen is very good.
Yeah, well, they got Johnny Venters, and they've got the kid that got beat in the World Baseball Classic. But, you know, Kimbrel's always good.
Yeah.
You know, Kimbrel had the sickest numbers you've ever seen the last two or three years. But 2 years ago when the Giants beat them in the World, when they beat them in the National League, the conference, you know, the race to win the National League pennant, they actually overused their bullpen that year.
Mm-hmm.
And then both guys, you could see – last year early weren't great, and then last year they came on. But what they did was they were out. You know, they were kind of out of it early because, you know, if you remember, they were in it, but they weren't in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think this is going to be their year. I think they're definitely a wild card. I think the Nats win the East. You know, it's going to be so much fun. I really think San Francisco wins the West.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cincinnati's probably going to take the Central.
I agree.
I don't see why they would.
I think you're spot on with those picks. But we got to go to a quick break. The Yankees do play today. The Yankees play Tampa Bay at 1:05. We'll be right back. This is AM 1230.
Right. Bruce has something to say.
You have something to say, Bruce?
Yeah, I got something I got to say, and I want everybody to hear me for the first time. This is true. This is very true. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and to protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here at AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're entering
into our last segment. Let's sprint through this and have some fun, Roy.
Okay.
Let's talk golf quick.
Sure.
I mean, I am in Arizona, and I'm on a 36-hole golf course. Tiger Woods is back. You know, you and I discussed this. He's got a girlfriend he likes. She's athletic.
Lindsey Vonn.
She's probably very physical in a lot of ways, which we're all pretty – anybody who knows anything about Lindsey Vonn knows that that's the way she is.
Which is why he could be back on top because he's finally getting the steady.
You know what? He might be on top. He might be on the bottom. It doesn't matter where he
is,
but I got to tell you, he's on top of his damn leaderboard. He's 11-under. He shoots great round yesterday. 66 he shoots yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That was the low round of the tournament. Tied with Olesen for at 66 yesterday.
Yep.
Listen, this is Bay Hill. A lot of people have said that Bay Hill may be the fifth major one day.
Hmm.
I don't doubt that because every European golfer is here. They love coming to this tournament. It's a beautiful golf course. Tiger's going to win today. There's no doubt in my mind he wins this tournament, and then he's got 2 weeks to get ready for Augusta.
Well, he's up two right now. He's up two. He's minus 11. Justin Rose is tied for second with a three-way tie with Ricky Fowler and John Huh. I like that.
You know what? It's John Huh?
Huh? It's
John Hugh, but here's the thing. He spells
it like huh,
so I'm just going to call him John.
That's how I feel.
Huh?
That's how I feel. Huh? How did he get to the top of the leaderboard?
This kid Olesen shot a great round yesterday. Billy Haas is there. Keegan Bradley isn't that far back. You know, it's a big purse. They're going to make a lot of money. It's $6.2 million purse.
Yeah.
Pretty sure the winner makes 1.3 or 1.2. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. All the stuff that you get from this tournament is phenomenal. Everybody, this is a tune-up right here for the Masters.
Yeah.
And I will be in Augusta, Georgia for 8 days as usual. I'll be down there with a group of friends and clients from Saturday, which will be the semifinals of the Final Four, which should be Miami, Florida playing, hopefully. That would be the second game, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I drive to Augusta. It takes 8 hours. I stay down there for 8 days. I drive back on Sunday night halfway, come back the next day. That is the way to do it. And I'm listening to the Final Four. The Final Four on the way down, Roy. It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, not bad, huh?
You know what I'm saying? So anyway, let's talk a little bit Grapefruit League. Let me tell you some teams to look for. Now, what I started to say was next week, Roy, we're going to talk several times this week,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to send you all the guys that I think are going to have really good years this year. And I'm also going to send a list out of overrated guys, okay? And you got to trust me, especially for the Grapefruit League, because I've watched Kansas City real closely for your hitters. These guys can flat out rip. Do you know what their record is? 20-6 in the Grapefruit League. Now, it's spring training, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
And everybody will tell you it doesn't matter. Trust me, it matters a little bit. They don't go out there and try to lose. Seattle has had a real good spring training. You know, that's a rebuilding team. They're going to be good in the American League. The biggest story out here, Cleveland Indians. You know, they got a brand new coach, who is going to take them to the top eventually, maybe 10 years from now. But he's young enough to be able to do that. And Colorado is playing pretty good ball, but they got no pitching. I mean, it's the same old thing, Roy. They
mm-hmm.
can hit, they can't pitch. The Texas Rangers. That's going to be a team. If you go to Vegas and the Rangers are 90 wins, take the under. I just don't see Texas is imploding. They're, Nolan Ryan is battling with management. Nolan Ryan's Nolan Ryan. You don't want Big Tex to be involved with your team anymore. The Cubs are the Cubs. They're not going to get any better, but they're fun to watch. The Diamondbacks will be better than last year, but they're not much better. Oakland came back last year, Roy. You remember when they did that and beat the Texas Rangers out in the playoffs?
Yeah, they won their division
Yeah, you know what they did that with? Like a $40 million, $35 million budget.
Yeah.
This payroll. Billy Bean, you know what? I never thought I'd say this. Billy Bean is doing a great job now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you don't hear from Billy and you just look out on the field and you see these players that he has, all of them can play. A lot of them just... end up leaving other teams because other teams don't want to give him a longer deal. You know, like he's got John Jaso, who was with Tampa Bay. He's not really a good catcher, but he hits 300, and he bats second. Now, he's not their starting catcher, but he's going to get a lot of playing time. And he may even be their starting catcher the way he's hitting. Then you go to San Francisco. We already talked about him. San Diego, who cares? The L.A. Dodgers, you know, overrated. Hell, they're 11-15. They can't, you know, they're pitching. They're having problems trying to figure out who's going to be healthy. The Milwaukee Brewers are never going to win. They cheat. Ryan Braun's a cheater. Did you see my tweet yesterday?
I did,
there was a
yes.
picture that ESPN put out. It was Ryan Braun on ESPN.com, some big deal they were doing for MLB.com.
It was the countdown to opening day, and it said there's 8 days
yeah,
until
you know,
opening
and you know
day.
What did
they
I say?
Number. Yeah, I saw
only
the,
ESPN
yeah.
would put a freaking cheater on something like this. Yeah. I mean, why would you ever do that? The guy's going to get 50 games in about a week.
Maybe.
Probably.
Maybe.
Well,
yeah,
maybe.
I wouldn't be
You're,
surprised.
Well, you know what?
I wouldn't be surprised if it happens.
Does, if, no, you know what? It won't be in a week. It'll be probably in a year. Because that's going to be a court case, is what it's going to be. Cincinnati, you can't count them out. They act like they don't care about spring training. One big thing about Cincinnati, Roy, mm-hmm. The big left-hander, you know, from Cuba, it throws 104 miles an hour. He's going to close. They were talking about having him start. He's not a starter. He's a closer. Plus, Mike Leake's had a good spring. And they were worried about Mikey Leake being a 4 of the 5 starter, maybe having to put him in the pen, but he's fine. And the Angels, is as much as their payroll is and as good as their players are, they're 7-16. And why? Why do you always lose? It's not because you're hitters. They're pitching. They're having a hard time getting everybody healthy. Trust me, the Angels don't want to be 7-16, but what they'll tell you in an interview is, it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter. Well, I got news for you. It matters. Now let's go to the Grapefruit League. This is the league on the East Coast. Baltimore, you know what? Bucks still winning. They're 16-7. Why are they winning, Roy? Because they got pitching.
Yeah, well,
they got the
that's
best,
to be
they
seen.
They got the best pitching in the American League, in my opinion.
It will be interesting to see what happens to the Orioles this year if they can repeat those one-run ball games. They have a great bullpen.
Did you hear what the over-under was? The over-under in Vegas, 78 runs, 78 wins.
And
go to Vegas, take the over right now, just do it.
I don't know. I have them on the under. I have them right around 75 games.
No. You're not even close. They're going to win 90 games this year.
Maybe.
If they keep everybody healthy, they will win 90 games this year. And I think they'll be a wild – they may even win the division.
Over Toronto?
Toronto, it here again, Melky Cabrera – all these players they got up there, the guys that everybody, the guys that they've got players up there that haven't done it in a while, but they're great players. Chemistry. Where's the chemistry? And I'll tell you another thing, our knuckleballer that won the Cy Young Award, R.A. Dickey, who I love, he struggled all spring. Now, I don't think he'll struggle during the season because he is their number one probably. Definitely their number two.
Well, they're paying them like number one, treating them like one.
Well, look, Atlanta, we talked about, they're going to be there when it's over. Detroit will be there when it's over. Tampa Bay will be there when it's over. But, you know, I hate that place. How can you play baseball in a gym?
Yeah, it's a high school gym, yeah.
Yeah, Boston.
And you're in Florida. You'd think you would let the roof open every now and again.
Yeah, exactly. Boston, well, they didn't put enough money for a retractable ceiling.
All right,
Minnesota's done. Philadelphia will be a little better than last year, not much. You know what I see in Philadelphia? I see it's really up. In my opinion, it's whether I've watched Ryan Howard run all spring.
Yeah.
He's still limping. You know, Chase Utley isn't 100%. We talked about Halliday, right? Mm-hmm. I don't see them winning 85 games. I see them winning. They're a 500 team, the Phillies. The Mets have actually played pretty well this spring, and they look like they're getting better. But, you know, the Mets are probably a 500 team at best.
Yeah, their best day, they're a 500 team.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? St. Louis, men's softball team. Now, you know, will they be there? Probably.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to probably win 85-90 games. Pittsburgh, you know, they had their shot last year. They went into August with a really good record, and what happened? They folded up like a cheap tent. Miami, Pat, I mean, they're done.
That's the worst team in baseball, by the way.
In my opinion, I've just heard here from a few people, from some sources, there's going to be litigation from the city and from the people of Miami against the owner of the Miami team. Yeah, he deserves it. He defrauded the people.
That was Houston, the old bait and switch.
I was telling you about Houston. They got, what, $30 million salary?
Yeah.
You know, payroll. You can't win with a $30 million payroll unless your name's Billy Dean.
I think Houston will be better than Miami, though. Do you think Houston's better than Miami?
Yes, I think they'll play harder than Miami. Yeah. You know, the thing about Miami is they have two or three good people left. They got a couple of pitchers left, but they don't have enough. They just don't have enough solid position players to make a run. I think it'll be about the same. I think they'll both win 60 games, maybe.
I think Miami's the worst team in baseball.
Well, you know what? I'll say Houston, but I want Bo. You know Bo.
Yeah.
Bo's the new head coach, Jerry. Coached third base for the Nats for the last few years. I want Bo to win. And you know what? Bo will figure out a way to win.
Yeah.
Toronto, you like them? I don't. The Yankees, geez.
Yankees are in trouble, man.
Yeah, they're trying. You know, they are in trouble. Hey, but you know what? I'm hoping this kid, Mark Montgomery, makes the big league squad because he is the closer of the future for the Yankees. He'll probably be the eighth inning guy this year, or maybe a seventh inning setup guy, or maybe they'll just leave him in Scranton Wilkes-Barre and let him play there. I'd love to see the Yankees bring some guys up from the minors, but they don't have anybody.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Yankees. They play Tampa, as we talked about today, at 1 o'clock. Bruce, great show, buddy. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Good. Listen, man. Hey, I'll be talking to you. I'll be home Tuesday. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, buddy. Everybody, keep a lookout on the March Madness. It is going on. You got some great games there today. This has been AM 1230 WFAS. Bruce Hall, Second Opinion.
And go Team USA on Tuesday against El Tri.
If you watch the European football leagues.
Bye bye.
It's all for you. You let your mind down the road.